This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state health department is investigating a possible case of bird flu in a man on the Western Slope, the nation's only human case detected so far. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A test revealed the presence of H5N1 in a single nasal specimen from a state correctional inmate who worked on a commercial farm with infected poultry in Montrose County. Repeat testing was negative. The health department says the man has mild symptoms and is now isolating and receiving an antiviral drug. He was working with poultry as part of a pre-release employment program. The affected flock has been euthanized. Scientists believe that the risk to people is low. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State lawmakers are poised to get the debt owed to public schools to its lowest level in more than a decade. Every year, lawmakers withhold money from schools in order to balance the state budget. Altogether, $10 billion has been withheld since 2010. Democratic State Representative Julie McCluskey.
I would hope in the next 1 or 2 years that we may be able to buy it off completely and get back to funding our schools without always taking this deduction.
This week, the House passed a school finance bill to give schools $545 more per student. Right now, Colorado spends about $3,000 per student, below the national average. Strong gusty winds are expected to kick up a lot of dust around the eastern plains and the San Luis Valley today. State health officials say the dust could reduce visibility on roads and highways and aggravate people's heart and lung problems, especially among children and the elderly. This is CPR and KRCC. Highs around Colorado this weekend will be in the low 70s.